when my early morning day begins and the sunlight hits my face. I've got the sound of WGN 720 locked in place.
Gotta get the lip.
Now I've tuned to you, and the day's all bright with me. Yeah, 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 yeah. The voice and wake up call. I know that it can only be the Steve Cochran Show.
Live on Zeal TV and here in the Allstate Showcase Studio. It's bizarre looking at the monitors and seeing a beautiful morning in Miami and knowing what's headed their way. Now about 18 hours away from the first bands of Hurricane Irma, creating rain and then wind and then who knows what after that. But if you see the video of what happened in the Caribbean, they need a Mother Nature miracle, as I've said several times this morning, because the damage is pretty incredible. At 9:17, we'd like to take this 9 o'clock hour and try to introduce you to people you ought to know, people making a difference, people doing good stuff.
Yep, Chicago's very own.
Got a couple right here in studio with us right now. Joining us from the Service League of Crystal Lake, Lynn Reckamp and Shelley Duncan. Lynn, did I pronounce your last name
correctly? Yes, you did.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you? Thank you so much for having us.
It's a pleasure to see both of you. What do you guys do at the Service League?
Service League of Crystal Lake is, we've been around since 1925. It started as a secret sewing
society. Well, not
society.
You two.
Not
well,
we're us.
Not.
No, no, we're much not. Younger, much younger. We started as a secret sewing society, and we met behind closed doors, and they made toys and clothes for a Woodstock Children's Hospital.
Okay.
And we have evolved 92 years later. Service League of Crystal Lake now consists of 45 women that do outreach and scholarship for our community.
Well, that's tremendous.
It is. Mm-hmm.
And these 45 women have rotating duties while you two try to keep them in line?
Yes,
pretty much. Lynn and I handle the sponsorship part of Service League, so we like to go out and tell people all the good things that we're doing and get them involved as much as we can.
And you raise a lot of money for those in need, not just in need of food, clothes, different things.
Correct. We do. We pay rent, utilities, groceries, medical bills. One great thing about the Service League is that we don't have red tape. So in a crisis situation, we are able to cut a check in a day if necessary.
And those are some of our typical things that we do for outreach, but we also do very personal things. Just a story that comes to mind is we had a high school student from one of our districts a few years ago that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and couldn't afford to go to college, had to go to treatment. So we purchased a computer for him so that he could do online classes, stay in touch with his friends. So our outreach is, yes, for rent, medical supplies, but there's this all like total personal element to it, too. We hear stories from social workers and neighbors and other people that we are able to just help. And
well, it's interesting. So the referrals sometimes come from others because pride being what it is, some people are hesitant to step up. I mean, they appreciate the help. But
yeah,
maybe
right. We're contacted by many local churches for people that go to their church for help, and then they contact Service League.
The folks that you've seen through this wide variety of organizations, where's the money come from? Just donations?
Donations, and we have four major fundraisers every year. Our biggest fundraiser of the year is taking place next Friday, September 15th, and that's kind of what we wanted to talk a little bit about.
The House Walk?
The House Walk, yes.
Look at you. You don't even need me. You're doing your own interview. The House Walk, because I understand a House Walk is everybody pretties up their house, and then we all pay a certain amount of money to go into the house and look through their medicine cabinet. Is that what happens?
Well, we hope
no
not.
Snooping.
We have four homes typically every year, and they're all very uniquely different.
Sure.
So they're interesting for everyone to walk through. This year we have four great homes. I say that every year, but I really
because
think
they are four great homes. Right.
They are four great homes, and we're always so appreciative of our homeowners. They allow over 1,000 people every year to walk through their homes, and that's our biggest fundraiser, and we are able to do a lot of good things with that money.
Such a cool opportunity, because I don't know if you guys do this, but when women take walks just throughout the neighborhood, we always look at homes and like the outside and think, oh, what would the inside of that home look like? The fixtures, the carpeting, the
I can
wall.
Be I'll help you out with this and be clear on this. Men don't do that.
When I take walks with my girlfriends, we do that too. We're like, oh, I like that house.
Absolutely.
Oh, what's on the inside? So
it's so great for inspiration and decorating ideas. And
in my experience is, and seeing this in some other towns, is that people really put a lot of effort into their home because they want to show it really well.
Absolutely. We are so fortunate that typically our homeowners, when we see the home and decide to put it on the House Walk, we just look at it that day as pretty much we could put it on if they did nothing, but they always go over and above and make it far above our expectations so that they show so well.
Can you imagine what goes on in that house as they're getting ready for the house?
Oh, my God. The husband leaves for a week.
I know.
There's a dust bunny that's out of place. Pick that up!
Exactly.
But these are very generous people to do
absolutely.
This, obviously.
To open their homes.
Yeah,
yes.
Without a question.
Yeah.
I would assume you have more than four homes that are brought up every year. How do you decide which ones are the ones you put on the walk?
Some people come to us and say, I'd like my home to be on the house walk. And sometimes through the Women of Service League, we will visit a friend's home and say, this house should be on the house walk. And usually people are pretty receptive because it raises so much money for our community in just one day.
Now, my double wide in East St. Louis probably wouldn't make it, I suppose. Well, it's a long way from Crystal.
Depending on the theme, it may. Yes. We've done unique things like that. We've had two years ago, I think we had a home that was actually an interior designer's. They also had a frame store. I mean, we do unique things with them. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
You'd have to put the booties on in the double wide, though, or take your shoes off.
Correct. Oh, no. We all wear booties in the house.
Everybody wears booties, right?
Yes. See, that's a great question, right?
Just letting anybody walk in. Hello.
I know. Yes. I know. Yeah. I'm glad. That's good to know you wear the booties during the house.
How do people get tickets and information?
Our website is slcrystallake.org. You can purchase a ticket on our website, or you can purchase a ticket from a Service League member. And we have several retail locations in Crystal Lake that sell tickets as well.
And Lynn, somehow you know Mary Seberg.
Yes, I've known Mary for many years.
Okay. Just we always do this on anybody that knows producer Seberg. Are you afraid of her as well?
No. I love her.
No, it's not that we don't love her. It's just, are you afraid of her?
No.
Oh, okay.
See, me neither, Lynn.
I'm not.
Everyone on the show just knows to behave. That's all.
Oh, good. The men. She keeps you in line. That's a good
That's
thing.
That's her job, probably.
Yes. I'm terrified of Mary. Full terrified.
Mark Carmen.
I just wanted to mention, too, that tickets are available at the houses the day of. They're $40.
Oh, so you can walk up.
You can walk up and purchase a ticket
the
day of.
And for families that are listening in the Crystal Lake area that maybe know of somebody that needs help, they can go through the website as well?
Correct.
Yes.
All right, give it again if you would.
slcrystallake.org.
slcrystallake.org. Nice to meet both
of you. And if you can't join us on the 15th for the house walk, if you go to our website, slcrystallake.org, we do have a donate button. So if anyone would just like to make a donation, we would really appreciate it.
Oh, very nice. Well done by you. It's not your first time.
No, right?
slcrystallake.org. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much for having us.